Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
As part of a countdown to Site Village 15, we'd like to introduce Catherine Fielding from Goalball UK. So, hi, Catherine.
Hello.
Do you want to start off by telling us what Goalball is? Because I think, you know, most people probably know, but for anyone who doesn't, just give us a rough outline of what Goalball is.
Okay, Goalball is a Paralympic sport for blind and partially sighted people. At the highest level, you have to be classified, but below that, anybody can play, because what's unique about the sport is that everybody wears eye shades, so it doesn't matter what you can see off court, because on court, nobody sees anything. Now, because we can't see the ball, we use an audible ball. So like in a lot of blind sports, we track with our ears rather than our eyes. And then the other characteristic is that the court is tactile. So we feel where we are on court rather than seeing the lines. We just feel where we are. It's then a three-a-side game of attack and defend, which is a fast, furious and great fun.
Do you want to just sort of explain maybe what the game's like if you were, say, watching it or listening to it? So you, if someone's looking at Goalball and never heard anything more than the name?
Yeah, it's a non-invasive sport, so you have three players per team either end of the court, and the court's 18 metres long, 9 metres wide, and the ball travels basically backwards and forwards between the two teams. I say it travels backwards and forwards, it does, but it travels at immense speed, so at elite level, the kind of male Paralympians shift the ball 50, 60 miles per hour, so it's a very, very fast sport. It's then a case of using your body to block the ball. So you kind of dive into a barrier position, hopefully stop the ball, then you stand up and return it. And this has to be done within 10 seconds, hence why I said it's, you know, a fast sport, because there's not a lot of time to recover.
Right, so as you stop the ball, you've got to send it back straight away, so it is very quick then, once.
Yeah, I mean, if you catch the ball cleanly, 10 seconds is a reasonable length of time, but the fun and games begins if you don't catch it cleanly. You know, if it bounces off your knee or something, then you have to go chasing the ball.
Wow, it sounds like a very fast-paced sport, so you must have to be quite fit to play.
Yeah, it's physically quite demanding. You need to be agile and powerful. But the other side of it as well is the concentration aspect, because there's nowhere to hide on a Goalball court. It's three aside. You're constantly involved in the game. The goal is the full 9-metre width. So in other sports, you might have a designated defender, but in Goalball, all three of you have a responsibility to defend your goal. But equally have the opportunity to attack the opposition's goal.
And is it a sport? Obviously, it's an Olympic sport, so it is played at a very high level. But is it a sport anyone could play for fun? You know, just like on a weekly basis, a local club who did it, who just didn't want to take it too serious, but just to get out and the social side of things.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. All of our clubs have a strong social element. The National League, there's three different leagues, novice, intermediate and elite. So hopefully the names themselves are quite self-explanatory. At a novice level, we tend to have junior players, then adults who may be new to the sport or might have just lost the sight. Intermediate is a real kind of mixed bag of genders and age groups. And then the elite is obviously where we draw our GB players from. And the game's, you know, played at a serious level there, but there's still a real kind of friendly and good sportsmanlike kind of atmosphere to it as well. You know, it's a very small sport, so people pull on their shirts and they're competitive, but at the end of the day, the handshake at the end is very sincere.
Yeah, because I know over the last few months it's been taking place in the Oldham area. Unfortunately, I've missed it. It's been sharing with tennis and blind tennis and Goalball. It's just worked that the weeks it's been Goalball, I've not had a chance to make it. So I'm hoping to have a go. Have you ever tried it, Jo?
I haven't, no, but Ian, who writes our VI Talk blog for us, he was a Goalball Paralympian in Sydney, I think it was.
Yeah, is that Ian Beverley?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I'm a small world Goalball, we all know each other, so yeah.
Yeah. It's like the VI world in general, isn't it? It's quite a small world.
Yeah. I mean, going back to the question about, you know, can people just try it for fun, we do a lot now of taster events just to give people a go, and we also do a lot, you know, with sighted people, because it's a very good visual awareness tool. So for example, I did a session yesterday to a group of 18 sighted people from a business in Manchester, and just as part of a team building day, and for them, you know, they took a lot of from it, from communication skills, things like that, because obviously being put under the eye shades, it just changes your kind of mentality and how you work as a team. So it's, you know, there's a kind of element of the game that is really good for everybody to get involved in.
That sounds like a really good idea, actually. And I was going to say, sounds like an eye-opener, but you know what I mean.
yeah, absolutely. I mean, I can do boring visual awareness training in a classroom with, you know, PowerPoint and some specs, or I can get people on a goalball court for an hour session and achieve exactly the same objectives, but in a much more fun environment.
And on a social, more, you know, friendly sort of way, people who are visually impaired or sighted could play together. So it would include, you know, partners, family. You can do more, you know, where so many of these sports are either visually impaired or sighted. It's one where on the field you're all equal anyway, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a real leveller. And even with age and gender as well. I mean, obviously there are, you know, some kind of differences. If you've got an 8-year-old, you probably don't play in an adult league, but certainly from teenage years up to as old as people want to play, as long as the hips are still functioning, you know, we've got a real cross-section of ages.
At Sight Village, what can people expect? I'm guessing that it's more a case of just finding out about goalball on your stand. Is there anything else that they can expect to see from you at Sight Village?
Well, we've got, as you say, just kind of a generic stand where we can tell people about the clubs, where they're based geographically in the country, and we also have the equipment just to show people and the variety of equipment that's available, because obviously if you're, you know, playing in a primary school, what you're using is very different to if you're coaching an elite club. What we're also doing is on the Tuesday, we've got a seminar, so a half an hour seminar, where we won't probably be able to play the game properly because it's probably a small carpeted room, but at least it'll give us a bit of space just to go into a bit more depth about the sport. And we've actually got the GB men's head coach coming along to that, so she'll be available for a bit of a Q&A session. We may be able to get some players to come along as well, just to kind of tell their stories and inspire people a little bit. We've recently launched a new promotional video called Transforming People's Lives, and that's case studies of players from, you know, various parts of the country playing goalball at different levels. And it basically does what the title says. It says just how goalball has transformed people's lives, and it is those, you know, additional holistic benefits from playing sport that sometimes you don't really realise.
So do you want to tell us how people can get involved or how they can find out more about goalball?
Well, all of our clubs are listed on Goalball UK website, and everyone pretty much has, you know, an open door policy, so you're welcome to come along and try a session, and there's no commitment to kind of arrive with all the equipment and the level of fitness and, you know, subs to pay for everything. Everyone will, you know, let you come and have a go for free to begin with. And then in new developing areas where there's not necessarily established teams, Goalball UK will lead sessions as well. So we've got a whole load of sessions coming up over the next few months, ranging from, you know, Staffordshire to Edinburgh to Peterborough, you name it. You know, we're not covering the entire country yet, but we're certainly giving it a good go and trying to get out and about wherever we can. And if it is a place where, you know, there isn't a club at the moment, then we just say to people, please let us know. If we know there's demand there, we'll obviously try and prioritise that area.
Right, so if you're a large group already of visually impaired people thinking, looking for something to do, and maybe it's worth them giving you a call if there's not going on in that area, it may be feasible that a goalball team starts.
Yeah, definitely. Even if, you know, you're an individual or just a couple of friends, tournaments are based on not just at a club level, but you can enter as an individual, and we'll kind of team people up together to give them a chance to play. So yeah, just get in touch, and we'll do what we can.
That sounds great. Certainly, it, as with a lot of VI sports, I think it's not just about the keeping fit and everything, is it? It really is a social aspect, and it really does bring people together, which is great, which is really good for you as well, isn't it? You know, not just the physical side, but mentally and emotionally, it's good as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And we find that, you know, there's the add-ons as such, so the social element, but even things like improved mobility, and it helps with independent travel, which in turn can then help with maybe job prospects and things like that. There's, you know, it just really does snowball.
So is there a contact telephone number as well, or is it mainly best to go online, would you say?
Either way, you can either phone the Goalball UK office, or you can email the inquiries address, which is on the website, or, you know, get in touch via Facebook or Twitter as well. We've got lots of different avenues.
Okay, well, what we will do for everyone, we will include all the contact details on the description of this audio boom, so you can obviously get in touch as well.
And we
brilliant.
post all the updates that Catherine gives us on the VI Talk groups and pages as well. So if you're interested in having a go at goalball, then look out for updates.
That would be my advice, that we can, you know, we can talk about goalball, but until you've played it, that's when you really experience it. And I'm unbiased, but it's a great fun sport, and there's not many people that try it and don't like it.
Thank you very much, Catherine. It's been wonderful talking to you and getting that insight into what is a great VI game. And do you want to just introduce the video for us, if you don't mind?
Yeah, this is our promotional video called Transforming People's Lives.
Goalball UK, transforming people's lives. Hear from Phil and Bridget Knott, whose kids are successful goalball players.
To see your son put on a Great Britain tracksuit, it's just wow. And it means so much.
We were so proud. And for them, it was life-changing too.
If you have a visually impaired child and you look at what is available for them in terms of team sports, there are other sports that have been adapted for the disability. This was the disability design the sport. It's enabled visually impaired people to actually do a sport that was built and designed for them. There is no other sport like that.
He does so many different things, and everything he does brilliantly.
Kind of has changed our lives. I don't quite know whether that was by accident or something intentional.
His dad on the microphone, Adam and the GB squad just warming up.
They're also changing other people's lives.
Giving confidence to other people. Yeah. We have two new players who have only lost their sight in the last 3-4 years. For them, that's quite daunting, obviously, to suddenly be immersed into a blind world. And goalball is giving them confidence. You know, we take them away for tournaments, and their parents are thrilled that their kids who had found independence and then lost it are suddenly getting that independence back again and meeting other people with a sight impairment who they might not have been able to come across before throughout without goalball.
When you've got two sons that want to be involved in a sport, it becomes more than the weekend, it becomes more than the game, it becomes just part and parcel of their lifestyle, really. I think it's enabled all of us to work together in a sport based around our children's ability and disability, and it's enabled us to meet new people, new friends. It's just been a great opportunity to, dare I say, open our eyes a bit to the world of disability sport.
Oh, absolutely.
Trevor Sharkey has a son and a daughter who play goalball.
At an international level, they were both in London 2012. As partially sighted people, they couldn't, when they were young, socialise in the same way in their mainstream schools as most of the kids could after school in the evenings. One sunny day, they went to a Bucks Association for the Blind Have a Go Day, and they looked at this goalball thing, and they were immediately hooked. Because they couldn't really show their sporting aptitude before, and now they could, it meant that they got fitter, they got more interested in going to the gym, they are both very fit people. Goalball gives goalball players immense confidence. Blind and partially sighted people are not necessarily particularly confident people. Sometimes they can be isolated. The goalball community has provided a gap there, and it's been a great journey for them, and it's been a great journey for me.
Mother and daughter, Jackie and Georgie Bullen.
It was quite a difficult time for me being at mainstream school and starting to really understand the implications of not being fully sighted. And goalball really helped me with that, and it really helped me being around lots of VI people, visually impaired people. They helped me be very open about being visually impaired.
As the mother of a child who has lost her sight, I feared for her future. I didn't know any other parent with a visually impaired child, and there were all sorts of questions. Suddenly, when I, as a mother, discovered goalball, I was meeting other young men and women who have lost their sight and were telling me their stories and giving me advice. So for us, it was also a really useful support network. It's just so warm at a goalball tournament. Everyone is just so friendly. And so it's not just the sport aspect. It is a genuinely warm, friendly, lovely atmosphere.
Goalball has done so much for my life. I mean, it's made me more confident, more determined, more focused, but it really helped me deal with my disability, understand it. And I think that the community is as addictive as the sport itself. It's just completely transformed my life because I don't know where I'd be without it.
I've had the benefit of standing on the sidelines and seeing her completely blossom. You know, I've seen her achieve potential in so many ways. So that in itself is huge thing.
I'd always encourage people to try goalball. It's described as sport's best kept secret for a reason. It's so addictive. It's unlike anything else. It's just incredibly fun.
Now hear from Aaron Ford and Laura Perry from the Royal National College for the Blind.
I was fully sighted until I was 17. So I played rugby, I used to swim quite competitively. After I was poorly, I didn't really know what sports were available for people with visual impairment. It's nice being a spectator, but to be able to play a sport where everybody is in the same boat makes it so much more enjoyable. I've changed pretty much everything in my life so that I can be the best I can be for goalball. I enjoy taking part, but if you don't have the desire to win, then what's the point in playing for me? I enjoy the competitiveness.
I began working at the Royal National College for the Blind, and goalball was one of the recreational sports that our students were interested in. The transformation that I've seen in students from 1 week attending a goalball session, students that turn up have never been interested in sport, they don't like the gym, we completely detest physical activity. What can we do to try and gain friends? What can we do to build confidence, you know, to try and demonstrate good communication skills? Something like goalball allows you to do that.
Niall Graham is a goalball player and London 2012 Paralympian.
Basketball was a huge part of my life growing up. Everyone knew me as a basketball player and as a sportsman. My basketball coach knew I was losing my eyesight and he thought he's not going to fade out of basketball, he's not going to fade out of sport. So he went behind my back and sent my details to Paralympics GB, and goalball picked me up. No idea what the sport was. I had absolutely no idea. I YouTubed it, I Googled it, I went to the training camp and loved it. 4 years later, I'm here. But goalball was like, we're a family. If someone's hurt, we're all hurt. So we all have each other's backs. For anyone who gets involved in goalball, we're so welcoming. Be it the officials, be it players, be it just someone coming along to watch. New players, we take them under our wings. Older players, we feed off their experiences. Because in goal, we have to talk to each other. It's transformed my life to be who I am, to be a role model for young kids that are suffering with visual impairments now. It's taught me to be humble as well and to be happy for what I've got. What I've learned is I can be a leader. And I really love that role. I love the day when someone asks me what I do and I say I play goalball. And they go, oh, really? And I don't have to explain it.
To get involved or find out more about goalball, you can contact Goalball UK by calling 01142 235 670 or go to the website goalballuk.com.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.